Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting third. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Etten. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tommy Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Gantenbian moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Gantenbian scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing right field. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Kress steals second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields it and throws to second for the out. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-0 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Miles reaches second base with a double. Gantenbian moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields the ball and throws to Ross covering. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Mazara moves to second. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoog hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles who is chasing the ball. Hoog reaches third base with a triple. Mazara scores. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoog scores. One out. It's 4-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Reneinger now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Reneinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reneinger hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazara hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Hoag steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clift strikes out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Gantenbien moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Beckman now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes fires to second and picks off Glenn for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mazara hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hogue. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Bill Beckman. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gantenbein hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Joyce now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards left. Johnson fields it and throws to second to catch Kress for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Etten hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Etten reaches second base with a double. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Mazara hits a line drive towards first. Etten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani pinch hits for Bob Joyce. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lodigiani scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gantenbian hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.